This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Little Froggy over here.
Who's my new co-host over here today?
Kermit the Frog here.
Little bit froggy. This morning, it sounds like I went and blew it out last night, doesn't it? Like, oh man, Woodsy must have had a good one last night.
Saturday's finally catching up to you a week later.
My lord, dude. Today is National Vasectomy Day, and I should have gotten one. Because my kids have me in the chamber right now. The literal chamber.
They should have had one
7 years ago.
A long time ago. I'm
joking, obviously. I love my kids. Good morning, everybody. Ben Woods. It's Friday, thank God. I'm Woodsy. That's Paulie. That's Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. And yeah, man, like I'm firmly implanted in the chamber right now. My wife left yesterday for New York. I don't know how you single parents do it. I've got one sick baby, and I've got one very weepy, very upset 6-year-old that his mom has gone to New York. And I thought, you know, he'd get over it a little bit, and we'd FaceTime and everything. It's not. He's calling me here this morning, called me here yesterday, wept basically the entire day when I picked him up yesterday, wept when he went to bed. And now my throat has closed up. So I got nothing. Like it's a tough day.
Just curious. So I mean, is Hannah like off limits? Can he not call her? Even though I mean, she's actually 3 hours ahead.
She is. Easier. And he did. Okay. He called her. I got a text from her. So no, definitely not. She doesn't leave and then shut down. But what I don't do when she's gone, hey, Bo's being. She does it to me. I don't do it to her. Hey, Bo's really being difficult. Taylor's really sick. Like, I'm not trying to make her feel guilty when she goes because, listen, let's be honest, Paulie. What do we got? About 8 weeks and then we leave for a week? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. We're gone for a week. We're gone Friday to Friday. And I don't want that thrown back on me. You know what I mean? So, and then.
You know, I'm not going to. Yeah. So quit asking.
I woke up this morning and I just couldn't breathe. You know, my throat like closed up. I'm like, but I don't feel bad. I feel great mentally, physically, other than my throat feeling like it's about that, you know, that much open, just tiny. So we got to figure it out, man. We got to figure it out. Oh, yeah. And Tier 1B George says, and this is the Woods that the afternoon audience will hear today. Welcome to the Ben and Woods program because we will be replaying
good
this
afternoon.
Show. Yeah, good afternoon. We'll be replaying this show
about
later in the day.
About that drive home, am I right?
Is it still slick out there? It's weird, right? When you know you're being replayed.
That's a good point. I hadn't even thought about that.
I know.
So we're actually on right now. It's what? A little after 2 in the afternoon.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
this is
weekend.
Weird.
I can taste it. It is almost there, everybody. You're just at the verge of getting to Saturday. This is amazing.
So I got to get it dialed in. I got to get it dialed in. I got to get it figured out. I mean, you guys saw my phone rang. Hello? Again? You're still...
I was like, oh, no. My man's in the blender.
I just... He's six. Then I go, again? Yes. Okay, what is it?
Welcome to the torture chamber.
I just can't get through it. I go, you absolutely can. You can and you will, and you're going to be fine. And I'll see you in 6 hours, and we'll go to Belmont Park and play laser tag or something. Like,
to be fair, again, is probably not in the parenting handbook.
No, it's not.
Sensitively dealing with your children.
Well, I mean, after 24 hours, it's absolutely. After 24 hours of... It's absolutely in the parenting handbook. Like, you know, we had the talk last night. We had the talk this morning. He got up at 5. I said, hey, I need you to be strong and just go to school. Go play with your friends and I'll pick you up and we'll jam, right? 24 hours of this, man. You're going to get me. Like, you guys know how I am. I'm good for a while. But once you keep needling, once you keep asking, once you keep coming at me, then you're dead. For example. A couple years ago, you guys know the story of Period Man. Remember Period Man? My friend Stewie got a DM from a guy, and he said, hey, Woodsy, just bought a Fernando Tatis Jr. jersey, but they forgot to put the period on it. You think you could run down? I don't know him, by the way.
Yeah, this is important.
This is not a story. This isn't Ben or Paul. I don't know this guy. You think you could run down to the team store, pick me up a period? This is a true story. I showed you guys the DMs, though you didn't think I was crazy. I wrote back, what are you talking about? Well, at the end, JR period, they didn't put the period on. I need you, a stranger that I listen to on the radio, to drive down to the team store and ask them, can I just buy one single period and then ship it to you? So this kind of stuff happens to me all the time. So I write back once nicely, and then he's kind of keeps at it for a while. And I was like, bro, I'll kill you. I mean, I will absolutely kill you. And it's happening again. It's happening again. Not from him. Somebody did.
Okay, I was going to say.
No,
same
God,
guy?
No.
New person. New punctuation mark?
I got a... No. So I get a text from a friend. I know this guy. I've played baseball with him. And he's coming out to fantasy camp in January. And
First timer.
Mm. You've never seen someone more excited, which I'm into. You should be. It's a great time. And he's a good player. So he writes me the other day. Hey, do you know what uniforms we're going to be wearing when we're out there? I'm not the coordinator. I'm just a radio host here that's going to go and play like I do every year. I don't coordinate fantasy camp. We get an email a week. If you look through there, I said, I don't know, man. I think it's in the email. I just show up. Like, I show up and go. So then he writes back, yes, a couple days ago. Hey, buddy. Hope all's well with you and the family. And again, I'm still excited for January's fantasy Padres camp.
As you should be.
I wanted to ask to see... if you had any connections for Padres colored cleats or any kind of custom stuff. I see some things online and on Instagram, but I wanted to reach out to you first since you're connected with the organization better than I am. Let me know what you think. Let me get Eric Grubner on the line. Hey, bud, how are you? Do you have any custom stuff for this total stranger that I can get to him? ASAP, I'll come down and get it, and then I'll ship it to him.
He really likes Fernando's Victus bat.
Yeah, do you have any of those lying around? So then I wrote back, no, I don't have any connections to get custom stuff, right?
Oh, God.
And I said, so I just wrote back, I don't have any connections. He said, well, like, bro, you know I want to look fresh when I'm out there. It's important to me, and I want to match. I go, then have at it. Go do what you have to do to make sure you look good. Why in the world would you come to me to ask me how to dress you when you go to fantasy camp? On what planet?
It starts and stops when he goes, I've been seeing a lot of things online.
If you saw
it, well, then go buy those.
Just buy it. Buy it. So then he sends me a picture of one that he saw. I'm trying to find some of these. You sent me the picture with the mother effing price on it. You found it. Let's pay for it. Look,
What's it say? What's it say?
Says it's $200. You got the cleats right there.
There you go.
Pretty cool looking, you found actually.
Them. You found them.
But you might.
Well, mission accomplished.
You might be able to find them for $189.99 somewhere.
Says trying to find some of these. I read that we cannot use metal spikes. Can you confirm that? Did you read it? It's confirmed. Confirmed in the email.
Hey, I read in the fantasy camp guidelines that were sent to me that you can't wear metal spikes. Can you confirm?
Confirmed!
No, they were lying to you. They wanted to do riddles and mysteries. It's a scavenger hunt. And all you have to do is come to me for the real clues and answers. That's the whole gist of it. Then when you show up, come find me. I'll take you to your locker. Why do people do this to me? Why?
You're the man of the people.
Leave me alone. I just want to be left alone. Leave me alone. I can't stand it. Mm. Why? Yeah, I was wondering. I found some that I like. Was wondering if you could find them. I don't understand. You found it. Just buy it. If you like those cleats, then buy it. Why are you sending me the pictures of you're a grown man? He's older than I am.
Steve in our chat, he's a little busy today. He wants to know if he can pick up his dry cleaning on the way home.
And that you start piling texts and stuff like these on with what's going on in the real world, in real life, and like with your kids and stuff, and them not feeling well, and you not feeling well, and your wife being out of town, and you're like, I may not make it back. I may not make it back.
So you need a nice, relaxing weekend.
Do you know how impossible that's going to be? Unless I hit my heads on the hit my kids on the head with a hammer and go to prison. The only place I'm going to get any rest is if I go to prison. That's it. In solitary. Sign me up right now. I don't know what to do. I get these requests. Remember I had the guy that texted me that one time and he goes, hey, I know you met Jack White 10 years ago. He's on tour. Do you think you can get me tickets? I'm like, I shook his hand in a restaurant. What do you want me to do? I swear to God. This stuff never ends, man. It never ends. So if you're listening, I really appreciate you listening to the show, guys. Please leave me alone, especially when I'm not doing super great right now. Leave me alone. I'm begging you. Don't ask me for anything right now. I'm begging you.
JH619 in our YouTube chat asks, how would Ben handle this?
You would never respond.
I would just pretend I never got the email or the message. Like, oh, no, I guess it didn't come through, and you would never hear from me. That's how I handle things like that. And then, of course, I never get them because people know.
I'm
not as friendly as Woods is. I'm not as personable.
Do I sound friendly
not
right
this
now?
Morning.
Once I get pushed, though. I'm friendly until I hit my limit. I hit my limit, I'm done.
I don't know how this is hitting at 2:12 in the afternoon, but I know how it's hitting at 6:12 this morning.
It's insane. He's insane. These people are insane. I can't imagine. I always, when I get one like the, I put myself in those shoes. And I can't imagine. Now, I know him. It's not like Stewie, who was just listening to me on the radio. That one was super. And I know this dude. And I know I've known him for a while. And I know he's super fired up to come. And that's great. Leave me out of it. Like, you can be excited. Tell your wife how excited you are. Have her help you pick out the cleats.
We'll see you out there.
I'll see you out there, man. We're going to do a whole week with him. It's so bad. I ran into Tim Flannery yesterday picking up the kids at school. I told Flann about him. And Flann goes, oh, I don't want guys like that on my team. I go, he's really good. He's a really good pitcher. And he goes, yeah, no, I don't want that. Dude,
you're a good player. You're the first player I ever traded in fantasy.
Correct.
Camp. It doesn't matter sometimes with these managers.
He's going to dot me in the back if he listens to this. But I don't care. Just leave me alone. I'm begging you, man. Leave me alone. I'll see you at fantasy camp. We'll have a great time together. Make sure your locker is at the ass and other part of the locker room. Please. And now I'll beat myself up, Ben, because I feel like I've been mean.
So there you go. That is really the rub for Woodsy. Now you're going to feel guilty about it.
Got people asking for some Clippers tickets, if you don't mind. Somebody needs help changing their flat tire.
Can you guys imagine sending these texts to someone?
Carlos would like a car from Sedano Ford.
I still
just make that happen.
I still don't understand the connections with custom stuff. Like, you want me to go get you custom Padres gear from my connections? My connections are Eric Group. Mike, should I text Schulte? Hey, is there anything laying around the clubhouse?
Hey, my dudes, how you doing?
I'm good. Schulte, do you have any like brown and yellow stuff? I think we're wearing the pinstripe Sands. Did anybody leave anything around that I can come down? No, I can't come down and grab it today?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, man. Well, sorry to ask. It's actually not for me. It's for a guy that lives across the country.
Of course.
Right. But I do feel like a huge jackass asking you.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're heading back to North Carolina at some point anyway, could you just drop it off for him on his way back, Skip?
Hey, Woodsy, it's your pal. Do you think Schilt could bring me a box of stuff on his way back? Feels good to get it off your chest a little bit. Oh, so
That was 15 minutes. We got another 3 hours and 45. Are you going to be okay?
I think so.
You going to make it here today?
It's not me. I'm worried. It's my kids I'm worried about. Good Lord.
We will set the menu for the program. Also, some exciting news. We have a couple of pairs of tickets for Monday's showdown between San Diego State and number 4 Gonzaga. So
Now, this is where it's going to get weird when this replays in the afternoon.
Well, you know what? I don't mind. If you're listening in the afternoon, we've already given away the tickets. But go ahead and call in. I mean, you know, the phone will ring probably. Otherwise, if you're listening live in the morning, you're going to have a chance to win coming up next. Our first pair of tickets for Monday night's game at Viejas Arena. It is all coming up next. A quick check of traffic with Kelly Danik. And we will try to fix Woods and his mentals this morning.
My mentals are great. Leave me alone. Quit asking me for stuff.
And we'll be back with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got to enjoy lunch with our brand manager, boss Adam, yesterday.
How'd that go?
So it was pleasant. We got invited by the new athletic director. Well, he's been on the job for about a year, but hasn't had a chance to meet some of the local members of the media. So Kimya Massey, who's the athletic director at USD, did kind of a luncheon. Had some of the members of the media there to talk about just, like, you know, the program and media issues.
Weird, I didn't get an invite.
Did you not get an invite?
No.
They would have loved to have had you.
Oh, I bet they would have.
Get your thoughts on USD athletics. So, Adam came with me, and we sat in the hospitality suite at Fowler Park, which is just what a brilliant ballpark that is.
We got to play there for a... Was it fantasy camp? Yeah, we got to play there for fantasy camp.
If you haven't ever been, there's There's like dorms just beyond the right field fence,
so
which
sick.
Have to be, at least in my mind, maybe the coolest dorms in America. If you could actually have a window that overlooks the ballpark and live there while you're in college, what a gorgeous campus
Great campus.
The facilities are absolutely top notch. And he was talking about some of the things that they're doing, just trying to get the message out about USD. It gets, you know, and even a town like San Diego may not be Los Angeles or New York, but there's, you know, three Division I programs here. There's a bunch of Division II schools. It's tough to kind of break through the noise a little bit. So I appreciated the invitation. And they had, you know, a catered spread of sandwiches and salads and stuff. And I was a little surprised because Adam wouldn't touch any of the food. And I was going like, this is good stuff. You know, it's got good selection of sandwiches, good salad.
What is happening? Really?
And he said, oh, I just don't know what's on it. There's like,
oh my God.
Could be mayonnaise.
Oh my God.
There could
Can I
be...
get this with no tomatoes?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I didn't realize that Adam is such a picky, picky eater.
Hey, can you cut the crust off?
He didn't complain. He just sat there without any food while the rest of us ate, and I felt bad for him.
Whoa. Don't feel bad for it. If he had a broken jaw and he couldn't eat, then you're like, oh, I feel terrible. We're all enjoying these delicious sandwiches. Don't feel bad for a grown man that's like, I don't like mustard. I don't like mayonnaise.
Do you only have sourdough?
What a nightmare he must be to eat out in public with. Do you have to drizzle butter on that steak, or can I get that without it? I don't really like sprigs of rosemary. Can you take those sprigs off, please? You know it. You know it's happening. You know it's happening. So he just sat like arms folded and didn't eat.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know.
It's a sandwich.
It was just a variety of different sandwiches, but it wasn't Build Your Own, so you had to just eat what
you just
was
grab
on
what's
there.
There.
And I did.
I'm dead, dude. What a gold mine he is. He's a bigger gold mine than you are. He's unbelievable. So, is he... I'm wondering, is it it's not nutrition.
No, because he said, is there anywhere around here I can go get lunch afterwards?
You are kidding me.
I sent him to JV's Taco Shop, which is a great institution there on Moreno, right by USD. I said, big portions, you're going to like it. He said, oh, great, that's perfect for me.
He is wild,
but
dude.
Wouldn't eat the sandwiches.
That's unreal.
Is that rude not to eat the sandwiches that are provided at a luncheon?
Gosh, a good question. Is it rude?
He
was hungry, though.
He was hungry.
God, I'm dying. To spurn your nose at a sandwich. It's a sandwich. I mean, when you're placing an order for a luncheon, you're like...
They were kind of gourmet sandwiches.
Sure, but
yeah.
Like what you don't do is you're like, ooh, I know what we'll do. Let's do duck l'orange for everyone. No, like, you're like, let's get sandwiches because... Everybody likes sandwiches. You ever met anybody that didn't like sandwiches? My wife's not the biggest fan, I'll be honest.
I mean, when I was like eight, I wasn't a big sandwich kid.
Is that right?
Yeah. Like, I didn't like PB&J. No, I didn't like peanut butter and jelly.
I still love PB&J.
I can't stand it, to be honest.
Not a PB&J guy.
Sandwiches are some of the best food options out there, at least to me.
It covers everything.
I could have a sandwich at 5 in the morning before the show.
Yep.
I could have one at 8 o'clock at night.
Yep, midnight.
Anywhere
drunk,
in between.
3 a.m., it doesn't matter.
It's always good.
You can get a meal in your sandwich, like meatballs. You can get steak in your sandwich. That's a meal. You can get something light. You can just get, you know, BLT or something, like something, you know, a club sandwich, whatever. There's so many different options. What kind of sandwich?
Grilled cheese is elite. They were from Urbane Cafe.
Oh, I've had it. It's down there in Linda Vista. I've had it before. It's
so
pretty good.
It's a chain. I think there's a few of them. But I had a steak chimichurri sandwich, which was really outstanding.
God, I bet that was good.
I thought it was.
What else did they have?
I thought it was delicious. There was like a barbecue chicken one.
I've had that one. That's good.
Pesto and sun dried tomato kind of.
I'll pass on that one.
A vegetarian option. I was like three or four. Something with turkey. I don't know. I couldn't even see. There were enough options. Like. Should have covered everybody, but it didn't cover Adam.
He is unreal. He's unreal. He's just a treasure trove of information and a wealth of content. But so he just sat there.
He sat there, you know, contributed, asked and answered some questions. Yeah. But we had a nice lunch. I'm sorry you didn't get an invitation.
I'm used to it at this point. It's all right.
All right, here's what we've got coming up on the program today. Last night I did watch, maybe the only person in America, the All MLB Awards live from Las Vegas.
I saw you live tweeting it. I would have liked to, but I was wiping snot and tears
it
all
was,
night. So.
I was doing a service. It was not a good broadcast.
I kept hearing that. I want you to walk.
It was painful.
Walk me through it. Walk me through the winners.
I'll walk you through what I sat through last night. There was some Padres representation and a couple of impressive awards handed out last night. So we'll get you updated on yesterday. Padres also did make technically like a first move, a signing. Not something that I believe is significant, but if you missed it, we will let you know what A.J. Preller accomplished yesterday. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, there was a Thursday night football game last night. Maybe a surprising outcome to some, not as much to others, between the Commanders and the Eagles. We'll talk a little bit of football. Take on Woods, chance to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas at 7:10, and then at 7:20, don't do this. I don't think you can avoid it. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. I thought maybe it would just kind of, you know, go under the radar. People wouldn't care. But everyone's talking about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight. Correct? I mean,
yes.
At work last night, everyone was asking, are you going to watch? What's your plan? Like, who do you think is going to win? Somehow this has cut through the noise, and this is now a thing tonight. People are planning, you know, their nights around it.
Too.
They had a weigh-in, which, as you'd imagine, there was some spiciness to it. And I guess we can't really avoid the topic. It's a thing, whether you want it to be or not. Mike Tyson is going to be in the ring tonight in AT&T Stadium against Jake Paul.
Real quick, I know we'll get to this in depth later this morning. This is what everybody wanted from this, right? Not us, the consumer, but Jake Paul and Mike Tyson,
yes,
and Netflix and the boxing world.
Correct.
In general. Because what are we doing? We're talking about boxing. Whether it's fabricated, you know, Mike Tyson, 60-year-old Mike Tyson versus some YouTube streamer. If that's how you view it, fine. Either way, you're talking about boxing on a Friday, which we don't usually do.
I don't really care much about the outcome. All I care about is replaying that interview that he did yesterday with like a 12-year-old girl.
We will do that
as and
well.
Dissecting it for 45 minutes. I have never in my life seen anything like what I saw yesterday. It was incredible. I must have listened to it 50 times.
I mean, the outcome is irrelevant.
Correct.
It's not going to decide any, you know, big-time heavyweight championship,
right,
of the world. It's undoubtedly problematic.
Undoubtedly.
And the fact that there's so much interest in it is a bit of an indictment of where we are.
Correct.
As a society.
As a society. Yeah. I mean, Hawk 2 is number 2 podcast in the world. So.
Hawk 2!
But that's where we are here on a Friday.
Yep.
So, and if you're driving home right now on our afternoon replay, you're heading home, getting ready to fire up the Netflix
yeah,
and maybe turn it on.
You're only
so
a couple hours away.
We'll talk about it coming up at 7:35. We've got our second half of the show. We've got Pauly Reindl's Reindl Report. We will get you some more Aztecs tickets. In fact, let's give away the first pair right now to Monday night's showdown.
Let's
at Viejas Arena. Yeah, number 4, Gonzaga, coming to town to take on San Diego State. Biggest non-conference home game of the season. And we've got 2 tickets to give away right now. If you're listening live in the morning, 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. We'll take the 5th caller. Start dialing your chance to win San Diego State basketball tickets for what is undoubtedly going to be a raucous environment at Viejas Arena. I'm planning to be there on Monday as well.
I'm so lucky, man. I'd love to go to that game.
Looking forward to it. So call in now, and we will come back with some Padres talk, MLB Awards show, and more next year with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Congratulations to Tim. Won our first pair of San Diego State basketball tickets. But don't despair. If you're not Tim, we will have another pair to give away in the second half of Ben and Woods later this morning.
Look forward to that.
So we will talk about congratulations will be in order for,
yes,
several Padres who were honored last night at the All MLB Awards ceremony. I didn't realize it was like an Oscars show live from the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas last
there
night.
In a week and a half.
Oh, look at you. I had one of the best nights of my life at the Cosmopolitan.
Never stayed there before. Very excited.
Could only share that story on a podcast.
Cosmo is a good place.
It's a great
place. I will agree with both of you there.
So I didn't know these were happening. I had less than zero. We did not mention it yesterday. I did not see one bit of promotion for it. The first I saw of it was you tweeting about it.
It's possible they didn't promote it because they weren't necessarily proud of the content.
There's no chance.
It was not good. I will share.
Leave it to Major League Baseball. It's not even
just
mentioned.
Since I may have been the only person watching, I will share of what I saw.
Thanks for doing this for everybody. You like watching that so we don't have to. Thank you.
After a quick check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So apparently this was the second annual All MLB Live Awards show, which means they must have done one last year as well.
Yep.
Didn't remember it, but Major League Baseball trying to extend the conversation of the season and turn this into a thing. Now, their awards are not the big awards. Those are the Baseball Writers Association of America awards, which will be announced next week. One per day, starting with the Rookie of the Year on Monday, Manager of the Year, Cy Young, MVP next Thursday. So we'll find those out next week. But MLB does give out some of their own awards, including naming a first and second team All MLB squad. So best and second best players essentially at every position. Also gave out the Reliever of the Year awards, including the Trevor Hoffman Award.
Like that.
Which Trevor Hoffman recorded a little presentation for. The Mariano Rivera Award and the Comeback Player of the Year awards in both the American and the National League. So they do a little like a cold open, like Harold Reynolds outside the Cosmopolitan. Hey, we're all going in here, and there was attempts at comedy. The host was his name's Roy Wood Jr.
Oh, I love Roy Wood Jr. He's hysterical.
Daily Show. It wasn't his fault. I think he did the best he could.
Bro, he's got some of the funniest prank calls in the history of the universe. He's brilliant.
They hosted it in what was like this giant convention center ballroom. But it felt like an empty airplane hangar because they had like what felt like a dozen tables inside this gigantic room with a few baseball players. Dylan Cease was there from the Padres.
Nice.
Mookie Betts was there. Tommy Pham was there.
He's from Vegas.
There were a
Vegas.
Few players, a few, CC Sabathia, a few ex-players that were there, and they featured them heavily during the telecast. And they tried to do some comedy bits, like pretending, Roy Wood was pretending to have to insult Gary Sheffield, and Gary Sheffield was just holding a bat and just staring him down, and he couldn't do it. Like, I can't say anything mean about Gary Sheffield.
He's either
staring me down right now. So they tried to make it into kind of like an Oscars sort of thing. But when you don't have the atmosphere, you don't have a full room, it just sounds kind of echoey and hollow. And a few of the bits kind of fell flat, which it always happens in those award shows. It's really hard to pull those off, I think. But they did announce the awards, and four Padres did receive second team All MLB honors, including Jackson Merrill, which, when you think about it, that means second team All MLB. That means he's one of the six best outfielders in baseball this past season.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing.
That is incredible.
It's truly incredible.
I mean, not just because he was a rookie.
This is Jackson Merrill.
Not having played the position until spring training, and he showed up and given the task to try to learn center field on the fly against the best players in the world. And at the end of that season, they determined that, you were actually one of the six best on the planet in the outfield, a position you have never played before, is absolutely incredible.
Bro, it would be insane if he came up as a center fielder and made second team. You know what I mean? If he was the Padres'
top
sensation
center.
Yeah, exactly. And he goes out there and has the season he has, that would be remarkable in its own right. But the fact that he had never played it until we saw him at spring training is just staggering. So, again, we talk about him all the time. The sky is the limit for that kid.
It's also pretty incredible that Manny Machado was named the second team All-MLB third baseman, behind only Jose Ramirez of the Guardians, which means even though he had elbow surgery, even though he had a terrible first couple of months of the season, Manny was still the second best third baseman in baseball and the best third baseman in the National League this year.
No doubt.
You know, people talk about Manny's contract being, it's too long, it's too much, he's not worth that kind of money.
We ain't there yet.
And yet, even in a season where he was set up to have probably the worst season of his career, he was still the best third baseman in the National League.
No doubt.
That's remarkable and a testament to Manny and what he can do.
All you have to do is watch. I mean, it's really all you have to do. Is just watch. Watch the games. Watch what he brings. You know, is he perfect player? No, he's not. You know, did he struggle in the postseason? Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, with the start he got off to, managing to play 152 games, hit 29 bombs, 105 RBI, and the defense that he played. I know, you know, the defensive metrics and his range and maybe balls he doesn't get to, but if I'm a pitcher, there's nobody on the planet I want there. Nobody. That just they hit it down there. You're pretty much going to get that out.
And then
I was at one game last year where he kind of had to jump, like it was like a half jump, and it went right off his glove. And I was sitting down the third baseline. Remember that?
Yeah, it's jarring.
And the ball just trickled into the left field.
Jarring.
And I was sitting there. We were down the left field line, down the third baseline with my wife, and I go, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, it was like
that's. Like, you might have a better chance of winning the lottery than being at a game and watching Manny Machado make a routine error.
Remember the throwing error in the playoffs?
Yeah.
It was like...
It's like jarring.
Just, it shocks you.
It wasn't like he laid out and went off his glove or whatever. It's right at him. That you may never see that again.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
And then two Padres pitchers were named second team all MLB. Both Dylan Cease and Michael King were honored. So there are five first team starting pitchers and five second team starting pitchers, which means if both of those guys come back and they are both under team control for next season, Padres will have two of the 10 best starting pitchers in baseball to anchor their rotation next year. Pretty good, actually, when you think about it. What the Padres have coming back in all four of those guys. Four second-team all-MLB selections.
It's great.
Should all be on the roster for next year.
Yeah, it's great. That's great. I mean, I don't know how much these awards... It's nice to be recognized always. And you know, they're picking up some hardware right now. I know it's not the hardware they wanted to pick up, certainly, but it's a good place to be. Good place to be having good players on your team. You know, you're never going to complain about it.
Emmanuel Clase won the Mariano Rivera Award as the AL Reliever of the Year. Ryan Helsley won the Trevor Hoffman Award, with Trevor recording a little intro going, "Hey, and he even comes out to my Hells Bells music." Congratulations to Ryan Helsley.
Great idea, Ryan.
The winner of the Trevor Hoffman Award as the National League Reliever of the Year. And then Comeback Player of the Year. Chris Sale won it in the National League. Jurickson Profar, I believe, was one of the finalists. Chris Sale got it. I can't say that that's a bad choice. Chris Sale had an amazing season. They often tend to lean toward players who were injured and come back versus ones who just had bad seasons.
Struggled, yeah.
And came back. So I'm not outraged that Jurickson didn't get it. He was certainly a worthy candidate, you know, after having a really tough 2023 with the Rockies and such an outstanding year with the Padres, but not going to stomp my feet and go Jurickson was robbed of that award.
Yeah.
There were some weird, when I tweeted that, I got a lot of Dodger fan mentions going like, "Whoa, Jurickson Profar, why would he win Comeback Player of the Year award? What did he come back from?" Well, I mean, came back from a terrible season. He had like the lowest, like negative WAR of any player in 2023,
like one of the worst, if not the worst player in baseball,
and was an all-star and hugely important piece of the San Diego Padres, and had a career year last year. So he bounced back from something, you know, maybe not a season-ending injury or something of, you know, the effect that Chris Sale had, but he certainly bounced back from something. The other argument I heard was, was he ever good enough to, like, be the comeback player of the year? Do you have to be good at some point, then either get bad or get hurt, and then come back to that level?
I mean, because
Jurickson just was on an upward rise. He was a different player this last year.
Chris Sale has been that, right?
I think
everyone could agree
on that.
And
now he has come back to being that this past season.
Could you imagine your team wins a series and you giving a frog's fat ass about Jurickson Profar winning a comeback? Like, to even comment, after you finally win a World Series that counts, and you actually give a...
They hate him so much now.
They hate everyone.
They do. It makes me want to bring Jurickson back even more.
I know,
though,
just to
how much he gets
them
under their skin.
Oh, it's so good.
Like, that's a value that you've got in Jurickson Profar.
You win a World Series, and you're upset that Jurickson Profar is even mentioned. Not win it.
I also had someone who said Jurickson's season was a fluke. Can an entire season be a fluke? I mean, like, you have a hot month. You can maybe say, "Oh, it was kind of a fluky month." You can't have a fluky season.
Well, he didn't have a... His team fell off. I mean, he had a great first half.
No, I mean, he cooled off at the end.
But
when you put numbers up for an entire season,
sure,
it's never a fluke. He actually played and earned what he got this last season.
Correct. I don't know that
If you had like a 600 BABIP and everything was just bleeding in, you could go, some of those numbers were a little fluky.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was the case with Jury.
I don't either. You know,
he had 24 home runs.
Played good
driving
defense.
Driving runs in. You know, played solid defense. It wasn't a fluky season.
No, yeah.
It was an unexpectedly good season. And I don't know that he's going to replicate it again. But that doesn't make it a fluke.
I think that... I would push back. I'd say if you're a career, this is not for profile. If you're a career 230 hitter, 230 hitter, and you know, 9 home runs, that's kind of your average season. And then 1 year you hit 285 and 22 home runs.
That's an outlier.
It's an outlier.
But it's not a fluke. Jurickson,
they're kind of the same, aren't they?
No, I don't think so. I think over a whole year, Jurickson gets credit. He did the work, put in the work, pulled it off, you know, stayed with what his, you know, philosophy was, like, hey, this is who I'm going to be this year. I'm going to stick with it. It worked for him. That's not a fluke. That's executing your plan the way you wanted to execute it over the course of the season.
Yeah, you can have a fluky game. You can fluky game.
You can have a fluky week.
The fluky season is tough to do.
I think so.
You're kind of locked in, that's so funny.
Padres also made a move yesterday.
Ooh.
I don't know if they announced it, but I saw reported on social media that they have signed first baseman Trenton Brooks to a minor league contract. So welcome to the Padres, Trenton Brooks. Now for an analysis of Trenton Brooks. Here is Stephen Woods.
Trenton Brooks is a first baseman by trade.
His name is Trenton.
Last name Brooks. He was a Giant.
Minor league contract.
He was a Giant. Made his debut with the Giants last year, right?
Bringing him home. I don't think
he's from here.
He's.
I think he did make his debut.
Alpine native, attended Granite Hills High School.
I bet you're excited.
Hit 302 with 10 home runs for Triple A Sacramento last
season.
Never
got to call
up. Giants system. I didn't
see. Oh, no, he did.
He did?
Oh, yeah, batted 120.
All right.
120, 3 hits, 1 RBI, 4 walks, 6 Ks. 25 ABs in the big leagues.
Limited sample size.
He is
410 on base percentage though in the minor leagues last year, which
he is 29 years old,
which indicates he at least has a fairly good grasp of the strike zone. Doesn't strike out a lot, walks a lot.
It's the direction that this team is going. You know, contact, not striking out a lot, which hey man, helped him win a bunch of ball games last year, except for the ones that we wanted to win.
You know. He's certainly not the rock upon which you build your season, but he's also someone you might see in the big leagues at some point next year, you know, depending on injuries, depending on, you know, a number of factors.
He's a camp body right now, you know what
I mean? At this point,
so, yeah.
that's all he is. Yeah, you know, he's got an opportunity to show up at spring training and see if he can be one of the 40 pieces that A.J. Preller and Mike Schilt will need for next season. But I hadn't heard of him until yesterday.
Same.
Have you?
Oh.
Yeah. Not someone that's going to get you know, buzzing or talking, but there are always guys. You know, as I said yesterday, Tyler Wade was not someone we talked about in the offseason. He was simply one of those minor league contract pickups that the Padres made. And, you know, he contributed. Was he a star? No, but he helped the Padres win some games. There's no doubt about that. You know, could Trenton Brooks help the Padres win a couple of games next year? Probably not.
Probably not.
You know, he might. So that's your move from yesterday.
Remember that name.
All right, we'll come back. Second hour of Men and Woods includes our Take on Woods game, a chance to qualify for a getaway to Las Vegas. Just talking about Las Vegas. Also, at Thursday Night Football last night, big performance in the fourth quarter from Saquon Barkley. Talk a little football and more coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.